All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love you send the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor because you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for the precious blood that cleanses us from all sin and unrighteousness. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, our advocate that you've given to us, that we would not be alone. We thank you. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today, Lord, and we offer this sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you that you loved us enough to send your son to die for us. I thank you for the power of his resurrection. I thank you that we have life today. I thank you that we have peace today. I thank you that we have joy today. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for breaking the yoke and the stronghold of oppression and depression over the lives of your people. I thank you for sending your mighty warring angels to bind up and to push back the forces of darkness, the top of the thrones of the strong men in this region, in this area, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that people's hearts and minds will be open to hear and to receive the gospel, receive the good news that they've been redeemed, that they can be forgiven, that there is no sin that they cannot be forgiven, that they can recognize that they can walk in the newness of life, that they can become new creatures, that the power of sin has been broken, that the power of death has been destroyed over their lives, and that they have victory in Christ Jesus, that they have liberty and freedom in him. Because of what he did for us on the cross at Calvary. Lord God of Israel, I thank you. I praise you and I magnify your name, Lord, because we have been redeemed. Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we thank you. Father, I thank you for your miracle working power. God, I thank you for the gifts of miracles being activated in the body of Christ. Lord, there are people that need miracles today. They need divine intervention today. Father God, there are people that need financial miracles. God, they need the manifestation to happen quickly today. God, there are people that are sick in their body. God, they need to be healed today. God, there are people that need new homes today. There are people that need transportation, new cars today. There are people that have been praying and crying for their children and their loved ones to come out of drugs and alcoholism and homosexuality and lesbianism. God, today, let this be the day of deliverance. Today, Lord, let this be the day that the yoke is broken. Lord, today, let this be the day that their eyes become open and they see their condition and they cry out to you, God, save me. God, deliver me. God, heal me. God, set me free. Oh God, let this be today. Lord, let this be today that the cancer is healed. God, let this be the day that diabetes is healed. God, let this be the day that high blood pressure is healed. Lord, let this be the day that arthritis is healed. Lord, let this be the day that the deaf ears open, Lord God, and that the dumb begins to speak, that the spirit of deaf and dumbness would leave and depart in the name of Yeshua, that the spirit of epilepsy would leave in the name of Yeshua, that the spirit of migraine headaches would be gone, go in the name of Yeshua. Today, because of the authority of the name of Yeshua, we thank you, Lord. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of restoration in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you. And Father, I pray that your blessing will be over this teaching today and let the glory of the Lord be revealed. May the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, be exalted among the heathen. in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And as always, I'm just grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to share the Word of God with you, because God is good and His mercy endureth forever. We serve a mighty God, and God loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He sent His Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And when Jesus rose from the grave on the third day, the power of sin was broken. The power of death was broken. And now we have life. We have life. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. I actually have fun when I'm in the studio talking about the goodness and the mercy of God, because God is good. And I'm just grateful and thankful. I am just thankful for His love, for His mercy, and for His grace. And you know, you're going to hear me say this, saints, we are living in the last. Oh my God, we're living in the last day. The times are perilous. Saints, just look at what's taking place, what's going on. These people have lost their minds. We need Jesus. We need revival in the body of Christ. We need revival in the United States of America. I'm like, good Lord, Jesus, can you show up? Lord, can you do something with these people? We need to shake these people. The enemy has blinded people's minds. People have been deceived by the enemy. Satan's chief weapon is deception. And he uses the spirit, ruling spirit of mind control, to blind people's minds from hearing and receiving the gospel. We have fallen off. And it's like, good Lord, they're calling evil good and good evil. I can't watch the news, saints. You know, every now and then I have to peek and see what's happening and what's going on. And then I get online, you know, and you read and you see, Lord, have mercy. The spirit of murder and violence is running rampant. You have mothers killing their children. You have children killing their parents. You have spouses killing each other. You have people just walking up randomly attacking people. You see, people don't understand that the scripture tells us that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And doing the George Floyd stuff and all of the riots and all those things, there was a spirit of lawlessness and rebellion that was released. And now we're seeing the manifestation, the fruit of it is really coming. We're seeing the fruit of it. And it was a plan of the enemy to destroy, to steal, and to kill. And we in the church and the body of Christ, then it came with the COVID-19 pandemic. And they shut down the country. They shut down churches. Churches weren't able to go and pray and intercede and worship and stand in the gap and intercede, because then a spirit of fear was unleashed on the country, on the world, to where people became fearful, because they were saying, if you catch this, you're going to die. And people bought into it. And don't get me wrong, the virus is real. I lost family members, friends. But the measures that they took was demonic. It destroyed lives, it destroyed businesses, it destroyed the country in so many levels. Suicide rates are up. It's the first time in our history that you quarantine the healthy. You quarantine the sick. But don't let me get on that soapbox. And there was a lot of political stuff behind it. There was a political agenda behind it as well. But now we're seeing the consequences of it manifesting. Truth is starting to come out now more and more. There's going to be more truth to be revealed about a lot of things that took place 2019 and 2020. Yeah, watch the news. Now I'm going to tell you, watch the news. Because they're going to have to report it. They got to cover it. Because it's too big. You see, God is just. And when the enemy has done things, God will eventually expose the lies and the deceptions that the enemy has done. And one of the biggest lies, God, that people struggle with, is God able to do it? Is God still God? Where is God? I'm here to tell you today that God is seated on the throne. And he is the sovereign ruler of the universe. We've been in this series, The Conflict, The Temptation. And it's about spiritual warfare and how things begin to happen and how when there has been warfare and things happening in the spiritual realm, it will eventually manifest in the natural realm because it occurs in the spiritual realm first and it goes out into the natural realm. And when it goes out into the natural realm, they'll begin to see a manifestation. We were in Job and looking at Job chapter 1. Let's go there. You listen to straight from his word. I tell you, I'm not the typical radio preacher. I would love to be on in every single state of the United States of America. I'm asking God, Lord, if it's your will, bless me financially so I can be on in every state here in the United States of America, preaching straight from his word. Because I believe this is a word that we need to hear and listen. We need to get to the place to where we got to put God back on the throne in the body of Christ. We've been preached a self-serving, self-centered gospel to where we is no longer God, but God is the one that's in control. And we got to get to that place to where we recognize we have put ourselves in a position and we've exalted ourselves because of our anointings and our destinies and our purposes and our visions to where God is the one who is seated on the throne. We got to get back to the place till we recognize the God that we serve is the Almighty God. Satan is beneath God. Get it, saints, get it. If we can get this, we will have victory. It says there, Job chapter 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and he hated evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses in a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men in the east. And his sons went and feasted in their house, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. And thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, where are you coming from? I want you to understand, if you don't get nothing else out of this, the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he is the one that is sitting on the throne. And Satan, Lucifer, Hillel himself has to come and present himself before God. And God is asking him, where you been? Give an account of yourself. My God, I wish somebody would get this. I'm going to read it again. Now there was a day when the sons of God, the angels, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, where are you coming from? And when God says, where are you coming from? He got to give an account. Saints, if you can get this, you get on the side with the creator, not the created. See, every time I read this, it's like, y'all, Lord, this right here. And Satan said, I've been going to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, now once again, have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him in the earth? He's perfect. He's upright. He fears me and he hates evil. Look who is reading whose mail. God already knew where Satan was, knew what Satan was doing, and knew who he had his eyes on. And then Satan had to answer the Lord. Does Job fear you for naught? Have you not made a hedge? That word hedge just means divine restraining order, restraint, about him, about his house, and about all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. So here we see a conversation going on between God and Satan. God the creator, Satan the created, who's beneath God. God knew exactly who Satan had to set his eyes on. And God said, have you considered him? And Satan had to tell him the truth. Yeah. And he read out everything that said in Genesis 1. So Satan knew everything about Job and his family. You've heard me say this in previous broadcasts. The enemy has a dossier on you. He knows your family history, your family bloodlines. He knows all of the curses and everything that's associated with your family, all of the sins and the generational sins and things like that. He knows exactly everything about you. And when you are pressing your way in and you are desiring to do the right thing, you're praying, you're reading the word of God, you're trying to fellowship and go to church, you're trying to be a good mother, good wife, good husband, good son, good daughter, you are praying and feeding the homeless people, you're giving alms, you're paying tithes and giving offerings, and you're doing and just serving God with everything you are. You're pressing in, you're sharing your testimony with people, you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness, and God and says, yeah, I'm going to go after this one right here. You see, Satan really targets those that are really pressing their way into the kingdom of God. The closer you get to God, the more that you pursue him, the greater the spiritual warfare. It is spiritual warfare because it says it starts in the spiritual realm first. So Satan had to get permission to attack Job. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. People, if you can get this, you can walk in victory. There's nothing the enemy do can shake you, literally. And the Lord said unto Satan, okay, all that he has in your power, only upon himself, you can't touch him. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. God said, you can't kill him. Everything else, fair game, but you can't kill him. When God says, Satan, you cannot go beyond this boundary, that's it. He can't do it. Why? Because once God has decreed something, God's word is established, it is settled. You see the creator telling the created, one thing you cannot do, you can't do it. That's the power of God. This is the God that we serve. When we can embrace and get in God's word and recognize that when God's word declares this is a wrap, it is what it is. We have to embrace God's words as true. We can take the word of a doctor, a physician, and believe it. But we struggle with believing the word of God because the enemy is always coming to us with mind control to get us to doubt God. Can God really do this? Is God really able to heal the sick? Is God really able to open the eyes of the blind? Can God bring water out of a rock? Yes. This is the God that we serve. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, and they came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside him, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servant with the edge of the sword, and I only am alone escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am alone escaped to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came yet another and said, the Chaldeans came out of three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am alone escaped to tell you. And while he was yet speaking, there came also yet another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am alone escaped alone to tell you. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. Thither the Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. We see that there was an onslaught. There was more after more. It was calamity after calamity after calamity. Satan came at him with full force, and he was trying to break Job. He was trying to break Job's belief in what God and who God was. But Job said, look, you know what? I'm going to bow down and worship, and I'm not going to curse God. I'm not going to blame God. I'm not going to get angry at God. But we live in a society now where the enemy, when he comes in and stuff begins to fall apart, we get angry, we get mad, and we get frustrated with God. And here this man endured loss after loss after loss, and the loss of all of his children was the final blow, but he still was able to maintain his integrity and not curse God. And I want you to get this piece. This is a little nugget. Satan could not attack Job without God's permission. He had to get permission before he could do anything. And if God has allowed something into our lives, is it through our rebellion, through our disobedience, or is it just a trial of our faith? Is this some type of generational sin or generational curse that is still in effect that gives the enemy the legal right? But you understand, he could not attack. He could not go beyond the divine restraining order, the hedge that God had around him. And immediately as that restraining order was lifted, he went after him. But he had a restriction. You can't kill him. Oh, my God. And Job chapter 2, verse 1, says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself, give an account of what you're doing. And the Lord said unto Satan, from henceforth coming thou. And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that hates, fears God and hates evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although they move me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, and all that a man hath he will give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he's in thy hand, but you can't kill him. Oh, my gosh. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself with him, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, do you still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, you speak as some of the foolish women speak. It. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. You see this interaction and this conversation taking place between Satan and God, God the creator, Satan the created. God said, give an account of yourself. And Satan was angry, and God knew, oh, you want to come at him again because he didn't curse me. He retained his integrity. Once again, Lucifer, the created, Hallel, the created, which is his Hebrew name, had to go before God, give an account. And once again, he had to get permission. And what was his plan and attack? I'm going to attack the woman and the thing that is closest to him, his rib, his wife. You see, saints, when we're talking about spiritual warfare, that's why Scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is why you need to recognize and discern when things are going on around you. This is spiritual warfare taking place. And we have to be able to identify it and recognize that as believers in the body of Christ, we have power. We have authority. We have the blood of Yeshua. We have the name of Yeshua. Why? Because when he died for us on the cross at Calvary, he redeemed us, and the power of sin was broken over our lives. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers that the Spirit of God will you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and know that Yeshua, Jesus is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.